I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday, July 9th, the Indianapolis Early Music Festival welcomes Pifaro, the Renaissance Wind Band, to the Frank and Katrina Bazile Theater of the Indiana History Center for a concert. Our guest is the co-artistic director of Pifaro, Bob Wiemken. Bob, thanks very much for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you.
Let's talk just a little bit about the creation of really what was a pioneering ensemble in early music.
Well, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary next year, our concert series in Philadelphia. In actuality, the ensemble started in 1980 on the campus of University of Pennsylvania. And the players at the time, I wasn't a member, I joined in 82, were very curious about pursuing the literature of the official wind bands of the Renaissance. And at the time, there simply was very little information available, very few, if any, recordings, and most of them of questionable character. And so we set out simply to pursue an area that for which there was very little information. And that is playing the literature and the instruments of the official wind bands, professional bands of cathedrals and cities and courts in Europe.
Now, you began with the wind bands of Italy, and hence your name, the Pifari, and then there were the Stadtpfeifers from Germany. This particular concert takes you to England.
That's right. We had done a series of recordings for Deutsche Grammophon in the mid-90s that were geographically oriented. As you mentioned, the Italian, there was a French recording, one of the Ministriles in Spain, and a Flemish recording. And then we moved on to Dorian, and with Dorian we recorded German, finally came back to Italian. But had never done an English, and our fans around the world were saying, when are you going to record some English repertoire? And so we finally got around to it a couple of years ago and have been touring with this project ever since and getting some good response. I think people are glad we finally got around to English.
We're talking with Bob Wiemken, one of the co-artistic directors of the wind ensemble Pifaro. Your fans are glad that you got back to it. What period are we dealing with, Bob?
In part because of the makeup of our ensemble and the instrumentation. We're seven people, and we focus a lot of our attention on the reed and brass ensemble, the shawms, sackbuts, and dulcians. It was one of our missions to make that ensemble, which was one of the main ensembles of the time, a very high-quality product, and given all of that, we decided to look at literature largely from the second half of the 16th through the early 17th century, so a good deal of Elizabethan. Of course, who can avoid William Byrd and then Thomas Tallis and Thomas Weelkes, that being three of the prominent composers on the recording.
Are these perhaps pieces that, say, if I were going to the Globe Theater to see a Shakespeare play, I might have heard an ensemble like this in town?
You might have, and certainly we have played in numerous Shakespearean productions. However, the full wind ensemble like this would have been represented in the plays, much less than a smaller ensemble that might include lute, harp, recorders, that sort of thing. But yeah, there some of it you could very well have heard. And you would have certainly heard them on the streets in London or any city of any consequence that had a wind band. And a lot of the sacred materials you would have heard in the cathedrals.
And bringing them in from the streets and from the cathedrals,
right,
is Pifaro. Their concert is entitled Waits, English Music for a Renaissance Town Band. And that's Friday, July 9th. Part of the 43rd Indianapolis Early Music Festival at the Frank and Katrina Bazile Theater of the Indiana History Center, 450 West Ohio. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.